Good morning, I'm Corin Cates-Carney with your Montana headline news. Montana's gender pay gap was spotlighted at the Capitol yesterday. It was National Equal Pay Day, and Montana women are earning about 67% of what their male counterparts earn. Montana is ranked 39th in the nation for gender pay equality. Nationally in 2014, women workers earned 71% of men's median earnings, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Governor Steve Bullock created the Equal Pay for Equal Work Task Force by executive order in 2013 to address this topic. Montana Department of Labor and Industry Commissioner Pam Busey says it could take a long time to reach full pay equality, but it's important to keep talking about it. She spoke at the Capitol Tuesday.
We've lowered it one percentage point, so that's moving the dial. But even more importantly, I think we have changed the discussion. When Governor Bullock first announced the creation of the task force, we actually had newspaper editorials that questioned whether there was actually a wage gap in Montana. You do not see that anymore.
Governor Bullock says 2015 legislation that would have chipped away at the pay gap failed to become law because of political gamesmanship by Republicans. Bullock's main opponent in this year's race for the governor's seat, Republican Greg Gianforte, a software entrepreneur from Bozeman, says he's looking forward to reviewing legislation on this issue and hearing input from the business community. Gianforte campaign spokesperson Aaron Flint.
Greg Gianforte actually thinks that women should get more pay. Greg Gianforte thinks that we need equal opportunity, not equal outcomes.
The Equal Pay for Equal Work Task Force meets next at Montana State University May 2nd and 3rd for the 2016 Equal Pay Summit. It is free and open to the public. A Montana judge has rejected a telephone company's claim that its executives' pay is a confidential trade secret. District Judge Mike Menahan of Helena ruled last week for the Public Service Commission, which required Southern Montana Telephone Company to disclose the salaries and total compensation for their executives. PSC spokesperson Eric Sell.
So the commission felt that as they're receiving over 20% of their revenue from federal subsidies, that they should be required to disclose their executive salaries if those employees are making over $100,000 annually.
PSC had denied the company, which has about 950 customers, its request for a protective order that would keep confidential that salary information. The company sued, seeking Menahan's ruling on its argument that salary information is a trade secret and is protected under privacy rights. Menahan's order says the PSC properly concluded the information is not a trade secret and the public has a constitutional right to scrutinize the company's public utility records. A Southern Montana Telephone Company spokesman was not immediately available to comment on this story. More than 200 people came to a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service event in Bozeman yesterday to learn and testify about Yellowstone area grizzly bears. The federal agency is proposing to take them off the endangered species list. Most of the 50 people who chose to speak at the public hearing portion of the event said that delisting grizzlies is a bad idea. Caroline Bird, the executive director of the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, said the Fish and Wildlife Service's proposal needs a lot of work.
If delisting bears is to proceed, it has to happen in a way that continues the conservation success of the past three decades.
That means, Bird said, protecting core grizzly habitat, finding ways to reduce the number of human-bear conflicts, and ensuring connectivity between bear populations in the Yellowstone area and those living near Glacier National Park. The Fish and Wildlife Service is taking public comment on their delisting proposal until May 10th. A former online lending partner of the Chippewa Cree tribe has been charged in alleged conspiracy to defraud the tribe. A federal grand jury has also charged Encore Services of Henderson, Nevada, and its president, Zachary Roberts, with wire fraud and bribery. Roberts and the company, through an attorney, pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Encore was the tribe's partner in its first failed attempt to start an online payday loan company in 2010. That company was replaced in 2011 by Plain Green, which became a successful online lender. Prosecutors say at least two tribal officials signed a fraudulent agreement that gave Encore 15% of Plain Green's revenues. They say Plain Green executives sent Encore $3.5 million over 2 years. In return, Encore gave them just over $1 million in payments that were hidden from the tribe. Drones might soon be dropping peanut butter-flavored treats laced with vaccine across some Montana prairie dog colonies under a plan to inoculate the rodents against the plague. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Tuesday it wants to protect the prairie dogs from the disease because they are the primary food source for the highly endangered black-footed ferrets. The plague can nearly wipe out prairie dog colonies, putting the ferrets at risk. The agency wants to scatter vaccine-laden bait on colonies on the Charles M. Russell and UL Bend National Wildlife Refuges in northeastern Montana. The plan has already been through safety and research phases. The agency completed environmental assessments of the plan and is accepting public comment through May 12th. A Billings man convicted of shooting his neighbor to death has been sentenced to 110 years in prison. The Billings Gazette reports 44-year-old Patrick Neese was sentenced Tuesday for the 2013 death of 47-year-old Frank Green III. The two men shared a property line, and court records document an ongoing dispute between them over an allegedly stolen Camaro motor. Neese told the court on Tuesday, quote, "We know all the truth. I'm innocent." One Anaconda man was killed and another was injured in a rollover crash on Interstate 90 west of Butte. The Montana Highway Patrol says the crash happened just before 2 a.m. Tuesday, about a mile west of Ramsey. Troopers say the driver failed to navigate a turn and overcorrected, causing the small pickup to enter the median. The driver then overcorrected to the right, causing the pickup to slide sideways and then roll several times. Both men were thrown from the vehicle. The men were taken to St. James Healthcare in Butte, where the man in his early 30s was pronounced dead. The injured man was in his late 50s. Their names have not been released. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, and you're listening to Montana Public Radio.